Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. Mind your business with the breakfast huddle, only on Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3. Thank you for joining us on The Breakfast Huddle. Bharati Jagdish and Ryan Huang with you. Going to be talking all about empowering F&B businesses to become cloud kitchen operators. I don't think this comes as a surprise. In a climate where digital orders are fast exceeding physical ones, both Tiffin Labs and Nestle Professional Singapore have come together for a meaningful collaboration. This partnership involves co-creating multiple plug-and-play digital restaurant brands that will provide plant-based products for traditional F&B businesses to pivot into the cloud and utilize them as well at no cost.
Yeah, if you're not familiar with cloud kitchens, is where if you're a restaurant, you can just hop on this facility together with other restaurants as well to make sure you can expand your reach in terms of deliveries and catering, just being present in another part of Singapore. So that gives you, I guess, more revenue streams.
Indeed, more revenue streams. And these plug-and-play digital solutions, of course, always enable small restaurants to large-scale caterers as well to tap into the delivery market to earn at least 10% incremental revenues. And we're talking over 25% incremental profits. To tell us more about this collaboration and, of course, the evolution of the food service industry, especially since COVID-19, we're joined on the line by Puminand Tantiprasongchai, co-founder of Tiffin Labs. Good morning, Nant.
Hey, good morning, Ryan Bharati. Thanks for having me.
Thanks indeed for joining us today. Tell us more, first of all, about Tiffin Labs. What made you come up with these ideas in order to be empowering F&B businesses today?
Sure. Maybe I share a bit about the business model. I think you guys talked a bit about the traditional cloud kitchen model where you rent a space to cook food out of. Our business model is a bit different. We actually come up with digital restaurant brands where we franchise this to an existing restaurant operator to cook out of their existing kitchen with existing labor on top of their existing operations at zero cost, zero capex, to generate more revenues and profits from their existing infrastructure. So we call this model digital restaurant brand franchising for existing F&B operators.
Why did you see this model as being better than traditional models? I mean, what exactly were the gaps you observed that made you feel this might be a better way to go?
Sure. So when we started the business in 2020, we had a very clear observation of the F&B space globally. We saw the statistics that most restaurants, traditional restaurants, did not last past the 5-year mark. A lot of them shut down before that, actually, even pre-pandemic. And this is because of a few things, right? One is, you know, they're not fully utilizing the space that they're in, whether it's the rent, the equipment, or labor. And we saw a spare capacity that can be further utilized by the booming food delivery market, right? So just to share with you some numbers, you know, we're in the U.S., we're in Singapore, and we're expanding to Malaysia and Thailand. In each Southeast Asian country, there's already tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of existing kitchen facilities that are underutilized. In the U.S. alone, there's 600,000 kitchens that can be potentially utilized and operating our digital restaurant brands, right? So basically franchising one of our 15 brands onto their existing restaurant facility rather than going into a new facility where they need to spend new capex, new labor, and take on the further risk. So it's essentially a risk-free model that taps into the existing infrastructure that has been built out already. So that's the benefit of our model. It allows traditional F&B operators, which in Southeast Asia is actually 90% of the restaurants, to easily tap into the food delivery space, which has grown 183% in the last year or so, without any need to hire a CTO, without any need to hire a digital marketer, because we do the end-to-end from product development, supply chain, to digital marketing and brand and concept development for them.
Talk to us about how this comes about when you look at who is your target customer. How do they come on board your platform?
Sure. We actually work with quite a few different segments. The majority of our, what we call restaurant partners, or digital restaurant franchisees are actually mostly SMEs and mom and pop type establishments. We also have some chain partners. The process is actually quite simple. The partners typically sign up on a website or reach out to our sales team. We share with them sort of the basic key commercial terms. And within 2 weeks, our team would come in, train their staff with our brands, give them the SOPs and how to order proprietary ingredients. And then at the end of 2 weeks, they're generating revenues already. We drive the marketing and sales. The orders come through all the food delivery aggregators such as GrabFood, FoodPanda, Deliveroo. We manage all of that. So the F&B operators simply just order inventory, have their staff there, and then cook when the orders come in, and then we give them a revenue share once a week. Yeah.
The thing is, during COVID-19, one group that stood out in the minds of a lot of Singaporeans were the hawkers. They had a lot of problems tapping into the food delivery space, and this was well publicized. You mentioned mom and pop setups. Are hawkers, Singaporean hawkers, among these mom and pop setups that you're able to help?
Yep, I think we do have some in our partner network. We work with both cafes and bistros as well within that mom and pop segment.
How did the rigors of COVID-19 in particular accelerate these operations on your part? I mean, give us an idea of the magnitude of the acceleration and the exponential increase that I believe happened during this time.
I was just looking at some of the statistics that my team was sharing, is that in the past 6 to 8 months, you know, food delivery as a percentage of overall restaurant sales has reached around 60% because of various lockdowns, restrictions, so on and so forth, right? And a lot of the traditional restaurants who have operated 40, 50 years on 80, 90 or more percent on dine-in, they were simply not prepared for this model.
And then I'm looking at some of the data that you can collect, and you can analyze what people are interested in buying each delivery zone. Walk us through some of the trends you've observed. What do actually people like to buy across various parts of Singapore?
Sure. It's actually quite interesting when we look at the data. Different areas have different cuisine preferences and different price points. But overall, and linking back to, you know, what you guys touch on around plant-based, across the board, we've seen general interest growing rapidly for the demand for things like Nestle's Harvest Gourmet product. In particular, we're sort of more fast food type products such as burgers, tenders, etc.
You mentioned Nestle, your partnership with Nestle. Tell us more about this. I mean, what was the rationale behind this? What do you aim to do on a larger scale here?
Sure. The genesis of the partnership with Nestle was driven by, you know, our mission to disrupt the food ecosystem inclusively and sustainably, right? Inclusively means enabling the existing and traditional F&B operators to tap into the massive delivery demand. Sustainably here comes from our vision that from a health standpoint, from an environmental standpoint, and from a climate standpoint, there needs to be a shift from meat consumption to alternative protein consumption. And Nestle came, you know, right as we were crafting this mission. And they shared the same vision as us on the sustainability angle. But at the same time, from a company size, scope, and reach, they're one of the top food producers globally. We saw and also an opportunity to roll out plant-based products to our operating partners, our franchisees, which was quite unique. Because if you look at in the market, generally walking down the street, most single store or SME restaurant typically would not stock or proactively stock and promote plant-based products. By working with Nestle, we can actively do that through our brands and through the Harvest Gourmet product. A lot of the F&B partners that actually sign up with the two brands that we're working with Nestle on, Fat Fingers and Rebel Burgers, is actually the first time they're stocking an alternative protein in their kitchen.
Certainly the detrimental impact of industrial farming practices on the environment and how they exacerbate climate change, all of those things have been noted. And this sounds like a positive move in the right direction to also make plant-based products more affordable in the future. But in terms of taking your project and your mission further, How do you plan to do that in the coming months and years? I understand you are opening 1,000 cloud kitchens globally. What else can you do through this to further help the F&B scene here in Singapore as well?
We have ongoing initiatives internally and with the F&B operators. Just to share with you, right, some of the things that we're doing globally in the U.S., we've expanded into Texas, Michigan, Illinois, and North Carolina. And in Singapore, we have a target of getting island-wide coverage with a three-digit number of F&B partners operating our brands. To enable that, we've pushed quite a few things on our side. The first is continuing to focus on the F&B operators. We are a fairly new company, so we're always coming up with new solutions on the ingredient side. For example, working with Nestle on new harvest gourmet menus. We continue to develop new technology and further adding processes from our side that streamline the operations of the F&B operators. Secondly, the consumers, we continue to create new brands, new menus, and dishes based on data with our culinary team. And thirdly, very important for us is expanding and deepening the partnership with food producers like Nestle to identify further opportunities that are aligned with our mission, right? So today we're talking about Harvest Gourmet. In the future, it might be, example, their plant-based Milo product that we will be working with them on.
Right. Thank you very much for that, Nant. Puminant Tanti Prasongchai, co-founder of Tiffin Labs. Thanks for joining us on The Breakfast Huddle on Money FM 89.3. Stay safe.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.